Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinnan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Chunky and funky and spitting hot fire. That means Dinnan Hughes is on the airwaves with us here on Fesco and Dusty. And it's brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. And also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Dinnan. How about that, man? The regular season officially starts. Buffalo's on the docket. And the Chiefs are back to being two games above 500. How's it feel, my man?
Man, I thought you guys were going to be talking about the World Series. It just ended, what, about 5 minutes ago?
You watched the end of the game, didn't you?
Of course.
Right? You did.
I watched most of it. I couldn't. Maybe if we didn't have Monday Night Football, I would have stayed up and watched the game, but that would have been too much. But what an epic, epic ending. Freddie Freeman, man.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I made it to inning 14, Dinnan.
Yeah, I made it to, I want to say, the bottom of the 14th, maybe top of the 15th, and then I was done.
Then you were done for the night. Yeah, that's crazy. From an athlete standpoint, what is it like playing in a game that epic, if you will?
You know what? I can't imagine playing that long. I mean, you guys know I'm a baseball guy. Baseball is my first love, still is. I've played in extra inning games, but nothing to that extent. And for it to be on that stage, at home, for him to have the history he had last year with the Grand Slam walk-off, and then had an opportunity, I believe it was in the 13th or 14th, he had the opportunity with the bases loaded and hit it to the warning track, and then to be able to come back up a few innings later and end it. Like, that's got to be special. There's nothing more pure. Maybe the golf swing of the pureness of hitting of striping a drive, but the sound of the wood bat on the ball and hitting a bomb, like, there's nothing more pure than that.
So, Dinnan, let me ask you real quick. If you could, would you rather be as good as Shohei Ohtani is in baseball, as good as Scottie Scheffler is in golf, or as good as Patrick Mahomes is in football?
Ohtani.
Okay.
I was about to answer the question. I was just interested to hear what else you were going to say, but it was pretty much answered after the first.
Yeah.
After Ohtani, just because I'm a baseball guy. I just love the game of baseball, every aspect. The uniqueness of the game of baseball, it's one of the few sports, I think, you know, maybe people will say tennis or something like that, but it's one of the few sports where you're not playing against a person, you're playing against an object. Once the ball leaves the pitcher, like, you're playing against the ball. And that there's somebody 60 feet, 6 inches that's trying to beat you with an object. And you have a chance to say something about it. And you have three opportunities. And then you get up a few innings later and you have another three opportunities. And vice versa from a pitcher standpoint. That was always something that really sparked me, is that there's somebody right there, 60 feet away from me, that is trying to defeat me with this ball, and I have something to say about it. And so that was kind of the game within the game for me, and mentally, the challenge that I always loved.
Talk with Danen Hughes, the color analyst for the Chiefs, of course, former Chiefs wide receiver as well, baseball player, you know, moonlighted at that. Last night, spectacular in the second half, obviously. A little bit of a slow go, didn't take advantage of some mistakes, but the second half, they really got going. Travis got going, and now he ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in the regular season in Chiefs history. I mean, what this guy is still doing right now at 35 with a big catch and run yesterday, it's remarkable to watch Travis Kelce. Carrington thought he was washed.
Yeah, you know what? It is great to watch. 83 touchdowns ties Priest Holmes. I thought it was amazing.
That's a hell of a number, too.
And how the Chiefs played the second half of this game, and how weird the first half was. You mentioned, like, I don't think I've ever seen, and I interviewed Andy Reid after the game, and he even acquiesced to that point as well, that I don't think he's ever seen where each team was in the opponent's territory for the entire first half. Every drive had each team going into the opponent's territory and still not scoring any points. No field goal attempts, no points scored on the board. And, yeah, that was kind of weird. But at the same time, I feel like maybe Washington Commanders thought that they had the game in hand. I mean, you would think from a visitor standpoint, if you're able to hold down the home team, force a couple of turnovers, especially in the fashion that those were forced, and then have a goose egg up on the board after the first quarter, you would think, okay, well, this is a win for us. But it just tells you and shows you the resilience of this Chiefs team. Like, there's just an expectation that it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Like, we're going to hit a groove, and when we hit that groove, it doesn't matter who's on the opposite sideline. And that's what showcased last night, is that this team, like, I was looking at the body language on the field. Yes, Travis Kelce was, you know, beside himself with the ball going off his hands, the interception. Thought it was not necessarily a bad throw to Hollywood Brown, but I didn't think Hollywood Brown was the guy because of his size. He's not necessarily the guy that's going to box out a defensive back on a back shoulder throw. That would be more like Rashee Rice or Juju Smith-Schuster. So choosing to throw that pass down the sideline wasn't necessarily the best decision by Patrick Mahomes, but I give it to him. Like, nobody got down on themselves. Nobody, they just kind of, okay, well, that happened. Let's move on. And next thing you know, 400 plus yards, a total offense, and five straight games of 28 plus points, seven straight games of 100 yards rushing. Like, when you think about this team, and because we don't have that one bell cow, like, I think people fail to realize how efficient our run game really has been. Seven straight games that we rushed for over 100 yards.
Talking with the play-by-play or the color commentator of the Chiefs Radio Network, Danen Hughes, here on 96.5 The Fan. Danen, in your ballpark of expertise, Mac is always mesmerized by how simple and easy it looks for Rashee Rice to get the ball and then get the yards after, like, right, the yak that Rashee Rice brings. Played two games. He's got 19 targets and 16 receptions and three touchdowns. It's pretty absurd to see already in 2 weeks what this man has done.
Yeah, it is. And I mentioned it during the pregame show with Josh Klingler that the one attribute, or one of the main attributes about Rashee Rice and what he brings to the table, is he is the unique kind of built assortment of everybody else's qualities. When you think about our wide receiver group, like, you can pinpoint, okay, here's a scouting report on Xavier Worthy, the speed, you know, the versatility of jet sweeps and flip passes and the whirly bird motions and all of those different components. And then you got Juju Smith-Schuster, the toughness, Mitch says that he's like the door hinge guy. He's the dependable guy at the wide receiver, but he's going to catch the ball in traffic, yards after catch. Hollywood Brown works well outside the numbers, kind of the conventional receiver, et cetera. And Rashee Rice has all of that. Like, he is the one receiver that has every positive attribute of every other receiver that we have. And now he's hitting his stride. Remember, because he had the, I wouldn't say luxury, but he had the, you know, the necessity, I guess, of sitting out 6 weeks. He's got fresh legs, and we're seeing those fresh legs on display when he's out on the field. And then the creativity of Matt Nagy and Andy Reid in figuring out ways to get him the ball. It's not the same plays every single time. Like, when you look at Jamar Chase or T. Higgins or some of the other guys in the NFL that people consider as top receivers, their production is usually the same every single week and during the game. They're running hitch routes on the outside, fade stops, back shoulder throws. They may get deep on a post route or a crossing. Rashee Rice, it's snag routes across the line of scrimmage, bubble screens, flip passes, back shoulder throws. He's doing everything, every part of the receiver route tree he's accomplishing. And it's got to be frustrating for other teams to have to defend, because one time he's going against a corner, the next time he's in the slot against a nickel guy, next time he's going in motion and there's a linebacker trying to chase him. And how do you defend all that, especially with a guy that hasn't played much football this year and seems fresher than everybody else?
All right, let me ask you this, and maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. I asked it earlier to Mac and Dusty. We were kind of openly talking about it. What percentage of plays do you think end up with what they were supposed to do versus improvisational stuff by Mahomes and everybody else?
That is a hard question to answer, because there's progression. And so if you're asking me how often Patrick Mahomes is hitting his number one guy?
No, I'm asking, like, how often do they hit the route that was supposed to be run versus how many times has Patrick Mahomes improvised, receivers come back, they change their route, they do different things? Like, how many of the plays go according to plan, I guess, is what I'm asking, do you think?
In the passing game, I would probably say 60%.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. Because the guys are going to run their routes. Now, Travis Kelce, he improvises probably more than most that I've ever seen. Like, there's very rarely do you see, like, the actual route tree run. He's running a corner route or a hitch route or a post or a bait, what we call a basic, which is a 12-yard in route. Like, very rarely do you see that. He breaks off, he and Patrick are on the same page, he doesn't fool the quarterback, and they're able to make plays. But the other guys, I feel like most of the plays, Patrick Mahomes is dropping back, plants his back foot, and if he's not hitting that first receiver, he is going through his progression, and everybody's in the right place. That Rashee Rice touchdown, we used to call a snag route, where you run it as a 5-yard spot. You suck the linebacker up, and then you move again and go on a shallow cross, which is exactly what he did against Bobby Wagner. And he was right in the vision of Patrick Mahomes. But because Patrick was moving up into the pocket, it made it seem like it was all off, like there was some improv involved. Really, he was just the second or third receiver in the progression, and he came right into Patrick's vision. So sometimes it looks like that it's not drawn up that way, when in actuality it is.
That's even scarier to think about out loud. Dana, real quick before we let you go, on to Buffalo. Am I wrong to say that the season now officially begins?
Well, I don't think you're wrong at all. I mean, sitting at 5-3, the way we started this season, and now this gauntlet of teams that we have to play with Buffalo and Denver and Indianapolis, even with the bye mixed in there, I feel like, yeah, this is going to be the most telling part of this season after we've rebounded from that 0-2 start. So, yeah, this is when it really gets spicy.
All right, Danon. Well, rest up, man. You get right back to it on Sunday at 3:25 up in Buffalo. Have a great call. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, fellas.
In trouble in the stands in Buffalo.
I will try. I've kept my composure because, as you guys know, we have to walk through the stands to get to the locker room in Buffalo. It's one of the few stadiums where it doesn't make sense for us to walk the concourse. We have to actually walk against the grain and the fans coming up the steps so we can get down to the field, to the locker room. And you guys will be proud of me because the last time we were there during the regular season when they beat us, I should say the last time we were there when we won in the playoffs, there was some negative insults, I guess I would say, as cleanly as possible, that were being shot at me, and I just woosahed my way down through it, which is totally against my whole persona. So hopefully I can keep my same composure.
Well, I'm praying for you, Dan. It's a good luck with you. This is the last time you'll be there and have to do all that sort of stuff.
That's right. They got elevators next year.
Yeah. Enjoy, Dan. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
That is Dayton Hughes, again, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Woo, what a game. Chiefs win 28-7. Here's Mitch Holtis calling my favorite play from Patrick Mahomes last night.
Second and six, Kansas City's ball at their own 46-yard line. Fake handoff to Pacheco. Here comes pressure. Mahomes wheeling around, trying to get away from trouble. Does, and throws it late. He's got a man open. It's Noah Gray leaking at the 40-yard line of the Commanders. Forward motion to the 39. Frankie Louvu makes the...
Frankie.
You cut off Frankie Louvu.
Cut off Frankie Louvu there. That was the play that Mahomes rolled to his left, jumped out of a tackle somehow, and then just finds Noah Gray in the middle of the field for 15 yards. Wasn't a scoring play. It'll probably not show up in the stat sheet. We'll forget about it. It's incredible. We take those plays for granted. One word on the Chiefs' win last night.
Fantastic. It was a fantastic game. After you got past that first quarter, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, stop making decisions and judgments about this team after the first drive in the first quarter, because it is a completely different team once we get past that first quarter. It's this way every single week. So fantastic. I thought it was a fantastic. We gave up 7 points. You scored 28. Every wide receiver got in on the action. Kelsey was close to 100 yards. The running game, which we haven't talked about yet this morning, was just rip-roaring awesome last night.
150 yards on the ground for them last night.
I mean, quietly 150 yards on the ground last night. That was just fantastic.
Yeah, my one word would be appetizer, right? They ran misdirection with Mariota. You kind of adjusted to that. You know that's what number 17 is going to do in Buffalo this Sunday at 325. They're going to try to get you confused. They're going to try to keep you moving. But challenge accepted. Let's get on to Buffalo. I'm excited.
Wasn't the only game on last night?
Oh.
Los Angeles. Cleveland sends a fly ball to center field. Marshall's going back before the clock strikes.
Freddie Freeman becomes the first player in MLB history to win 2 walk-off home runs in a World Series in history. Dodgers win 6-5. They're up 2-1 now on that series. Game 4 is tonight, 7 o'clock.
Long is the word that I'll use.
Yeah, but 6 hours and 40 minutes.
But you know what? That game that went 18 innings 3 years ago in the World Series when Freddie Freeman hit that home run against the Red Sox went 41 minutes longer than last night's 18-inning game.
Okay.
So the pitch clock, guys, saved almost an hour off of that game from last night. So long is the answer, but not as long as it could have been based on what we see. Ohtani on base 9 times last night is maybe the most unbelievable sports stat that I've ever heard somebody say, because I was driving in this morning, went to bed after the Chiefs, totally forgot about the World Series. I'm listening to Ben and he's going through all this stuff. I'm like, is this real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
9 times on base last night?
9 times.
2 homers, 2 doubles, intentionally walked the next 5 at-bats.
5 times!
You see the video of, like, I think it's Gary Sheffield, Ryan Howard. There's a couple other former MLB pitchers or players. And every time Ohtani comes up, they're all just putting up 4 fingers, like walking, walking away.
It's what you should do. It's the right strategy, Cotton. Yeah.
I'd say last night, quickly, with one word, would be spectacular. I mean, look at the Dodgers, man. We said Dodgers in 5. They're on their way. Because, I mean, I don't know who's pitching. I'd have anybody's bullpen.
The Dodgers haven't closed it out at home in the World Series since, like, 62.
Well, they're two games away.
Yep.
Two games away, but it has been fun. It's been a good series.
Yeah, it has been, yeah.
Toronto's still not out of it. One word, Eli Drinkwitz, drink. Favored to be the Gators' next head coach down there in Gainesville. One word.
Eli Drinkwitz has better odds to be the Florida head coach than Mahomes does as the MVP of the NFL right now. Drinkwitz is 1-1. He is the leader in the clubhouse to get that Florida job. Now is the time to jump, if you're going to jump, I guess, by drink. But crazy to me that he's the leader in the clubhouse for that Florida job. Crazy to me.
Drinkwitz goes to Florida. What's his name? James Franklin goes to Mizzou. Everybody's happy.
Would Mizzou be happy with James Franklin?
100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I think so. Really? Okay.
That's
good.
The hire that we need if Drinkwitz does go. Again, Drinkwitz very similar. No wins against top 10 opponents, but right. He'll go to Gainesville and become Florida's head coach. But they're desperate. They need change. We'll see what happens. I think that
who
job
does?
Is Florida.
Okay, Florida. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Mizzou. I wasn't sure. Well. You know, because the fact that he's being rumored for all these jobs, the building that's going on at Missouri right now, the money that's coming in there right now, I just question some of that stuff. Like, why is his name being thrown out for every job? Is his agent out there telling everybody maybe he wants a raise from Missouri? Let's go. What about if they hired Brian Kelly to be their coach at Missouri?
He'd go down there and be like, hey, now, my name's W. You want to say you want to play some defense, man? Here we go, man. Boom, out.
I said
Kelly.
Missouri, not Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Missouri? Oh, he'd definitely throw the Missouri.
Oh, he would Missouri. He would Missouri. Yeah, he would. Oh, he would
it's
absolutely.
It's great to be back in the state of Mark Twain in Missouri.
That's right. He would,
and
yeah.
All the greatness that comes from Missouri.
Be like the old David Glass drop, the state of Missouri.
Harry S. Truman was one of the great presidents of the United States here in Missouri.
Missouri. I've always wanted to live in Missouri.
He'd probably call it Tony the Tiger. It's Truman.
College coaches making moves. Eagles and Big Dom making a legendary move here. Big Dom visited Cam Scataboo in the hospital and came with cheesesteaks and what else was
pizza.
It? Pizza and cheesesteaks. You come to me with pizza and cheesesteaks. One word.
You've
Big
already
Dom.
Used it. It's legendary.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It really is. Like, it's legendary that Big Dom rolls into the hospital with cheesesteaks and pizzas for Cam Scataboo. I will say this about Philly fans. They gave that kid a standing ovation on
crazy.
Sunday, which was totally out of left field from Philly fans. They boo everybody, right? They gave that kid a standing ovation, then Big Dom shows up at the hospital. Are they softening in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And Scataboo knows now to never play against the Eagles again. That's why he got the cheesesteak and pizza.
I would say that when it comes to this situation, it's the end of the show. Famous people do it too, man. Nice things for nice people. I mean, imagine Cam Scataboo. I'm sure the last thing he wants to do is eat coming out of surgery and knowing that this is over, but he's got the opportunity to do it if he wants. And by the way, if Big Dom's bringing you pizza and cheesesteak, you know it's going to be straight fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh,
that
he went
man
to South Philly and he, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's bringing the good stuff, yeah. Man. So.
I was reading something on X the other day that's kind of on the same level, and it was somebody said they visited this pizzeria in Providence, Rhode Island. And they walked in there and just like a bunch of dudes sitting in there. They're like, okay, what's going on? And they ordered a pizza. They go, the guy was genuinely surprised I ordered a pizza, but he made it. It was the best thing I ever ate. Like, imagine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Waking up from surgery and you're like 23 years old, however old Scataboo is, and you're hoping mom's there, dad's there, and you open your eyes, you're like, the first person you see is Big Dom staring at you. You're like, oh my God, what did I do? Here's some pizza for you and a cheesesteak. You ever score against the Eagles, you got this? And slaps them in the face, you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.